The men who have been brave enough, wise enough, simple enough, self-denying enough to plant themselves upon the rock of truth and there stand have, in the end, drawn the world unto them, even as Christ said, I will draw all men unto me. Such a man was Luther. Such a man was Wesley. Such a man was Carlyle. Such a man was Cromwell. Such were Garrison and Phillips. Such was Abraham Lincoln. And such was our own great Frederick Douglass. The thing aimed at by all great souls has been to bring men and races back to the simplicity and purity of childhood, back to reality. What is the most original product with which the Negro race stands accredited? Yes, I am almost ready to add, with which America stands accredited. Without hesitation, I answer those beautiful, weird, quaint, sweet melodies which were the simple, childlike expression of the anguish, the joy, the hopes, the burdens, the faith, the trials of our forefathers who wore the yoke of slavery. Why are they the admiration of the world? Why does every attempt at improvement spoil them? Why do they never fail to touch the tenderest chord, to bring tears from the eyes of rich and poor, from king and humblest toiler alike?